2 weeks ago, I set a challenge as a competition for 10 people to win my advanced articulation course from vocabilities.com. And this is the results. This is the video of the winners. So if you have been involved with that, if you sent me a video, then this is going to be quite interesting. But for those people who didn't get involved and haven't heard about it, or you've just turned up to the channel, it's worth watching because I'm going to talk a little bit about the people in the videos and maybe a little bit about what they're doing and maybe how they could have bettered it or maybe what they're doing right or wrong. And I just want everyone to know, everyone that sent me a video or a recording, I've picked these 10 specifically over others because some people were just a bit too good. Some people were actual professionals in studios and they had brilliant articulation. So it would have been no use to anyone for you, including yourselves, if you had the advanced articulation course. I've purposefully picked people who I think will benefit from it and gain from it. And I will, actually, everyone who sent me in a recording, I will give a brief review here on the channel, everyone individually on these videos. Actually, a couple of people already have. So thank you for everyone that sent these in. I think I've got about 25 or something, but there can only be 10 winners. Now, first thing is, if you didn't send a link to a YouTube video below the original video, then you haven't won, because that was one of the conditions. So if you go back to the initial video here, you'll see that there are links below it, and you can check out everyone's channel, and I want everyone to do that. And so if you haven't sent it through a video link for me, then you haven't got through, unfortunately. I'm very sorry about that. Some people that I've dealt with before and emailed me, I didn't ask for that. Some people haven't recorded, they've just done their voice. I didn't ask for that, I asked for a video. So all those kind of little elements which weren't specifically what I asked for didn't get through for that reason. And I'm very sorry, but I had to pick, you know, only 10 out of 25. So I'm sorry, that's just that's the way it has to be. And also, if you could, in future, if I do these competitions, please introduce yourself. Some people have sent videos in and not even told me their name. And if, you know, like I've been emailed a couple, people just doing the thing, and the email address doesn't have a name on it. There's no introduction on there. So I don't know who I'm talking to, and I can't really be, you know, personable about that. So just in future, maybe it's worth remembering that if you're going to send me stuff, maybe, like, you know, be polite and tell me your name. Thanks. Right, anyway, we're going to get on with it, and we're going to start with the first winner of the competition. And this is someone that, if you've watched this channel for a while, you may have seen before, because I did a voice review on her. Her name is Danielle, and let's have a look at her entry.
Give me the gift of a grip top sock, a clip drape ship shape tip tock sock, not your spiff slick slapstick slip sod stock, but a plastic elastic grip top sock. None of your fantastic slack swap slop from a slap dash flash cash haberdash shop. Not a knick knack knick lock knock knee knickerbocker sock with a mick shot blob model trick ticker took clock. Not a rucked up puckered up flip flop top sock. Not a sear, super sheer, sear, sucker, pucker, sacks, mock, sock. Not a spot, speckled, frog, freckled, cheap, chic, sock. Half a hodgepodge, mitch, blodged, botch, scotch, block. Nothing slip, slop, drip, drop, flip, flop, a glip, glop. Tip me to the tip top, grip top sock.
A nice, Danielle, gave yourself a round of applause at the end there. Very well edited. Now look. Well done. I'm going to give you the advanced articulation course, Danielle. And the reason I'm doing this is because you still have a lot of tightness in your jaw. I gave you some exercises before and I gave you some recommendations how to deal with that, but I can still see it's an issue. Now, it's not only about the jaw being tight, because you clearly have some movement there, but it's also around, you know, there's something happening where there's tightness, and I think this course will offer some advice and a few tools and techniques that you might not have got through, you know, the short review I gave you before, that are going to help with that. And this tightness here just tends to kind of make certain sounds not as clear as they might be. So certain words might get confused and mixed up with the R's and W's. I did a video on that the other day. But I think that, you know, the advanced articulation course would be useful for you, and so I wanted to do that. I've already given you a review, so I'm not going to give you another one. But if anyone wants to check out the one I did for Danielle, here's a link to it. You can check that out there. Right, so moving on, the next winner.
Give me the gift of a grip top sock, a clip drip sip, sip tip stock sock, not your spiff slick slapstick, slip short stock, but a plastic elastic grip top sock, none of your fantastic slack soap slop, from a slap dash flash gas haberdash shop, not a knick knack knit lock, knock knit knickerbocker sock, with a mix shot blob mottled trick ticker took clock, not a rocked up puckered up flock top sock, nor a super sheer sheer sucker a puka sack smoke sock, not a spot speckled frog freckled chip six sock of a horse paws moss blast bust scotch plug, nothing slip slop drip drop flip flop or glip glop. Tip me to a tip top grip top sock.
Okay, so that was Prajwal. And now Prajwal's another person that I've done a review on in the past. So I'm not going to be reviewing his voice specifically. But Prajwal, well done, mate. You're a winner. And I've put you forward for this because, A, you bothered to get through the whole thing. Some people just sent me the first couple of lines and that's not going to do it. It has to be the whole thing. But, I think you can benefit. I know that English is not your first language. It's, I think you're from somewhere in Indonesia. And it's... You've told me before you've had a lot of problems with pronunciation, and what the course is going to do is actually offer you unique ways of kind of developing flexibility. So it'll give you options, and therefore, once you have more flexibility in your articulation and your articulators, those muscles will be a bit more dynamic, and you'll have tools to actually physically work with that will give you more scope when speaking. And I think you've got a lot of possibility, mate. Your voice is good. You know, it's clear. That's not the issue. I think, you know, it's definitely articulation. So this course is, in fact, right for you. So I'm glad you sent that in, mate. Well done. You're hitting the ends of words very good, very clearly articulate. But, yeah, there is some sound issues and a few moments in which you're getting a bit tied up in your mouth. So hopefully the course will give you some tools to work with on that. Right, who's next in the winning category? Laura, let's have a look at Laura.
Give me the gift of a grip top sock, a clip drape, ship shape, tip top sock. Not your spiff slick, slapstick, slip shod stock, but a plastic elastic grip top sock. None of your fantastic slap swap slop, from a slapdash flash cash haberdash shop, not a knick-knack knit lock knock kneed knickerbocker sock, with a mix shot blop blob mottle tricker ticker top clock, not a rucked up puckered up flip flop top sock, nor a super sheer seeker sheer sucker a pucker sack smock sock, not a spot speckled frog speckled cheek shakes sock off a podge moss blodged botched scotch block, nothing slip slop drip drop flip flop or glip glop, tip me to a tip top grip top sock.
So Laura, I'm making you a winner, and not for the same reason as other people. It's clear that, you know, you're very used to speaking English. You're an English speaker. I don't know if you're from this, like somewhere. It sounds like Australasia somewhere. And you have this jaw that's very kind of wide at the back. And I'm often getting people to try and to do that, to create this shape and this kind of space at the back. You've got that. But there is, again, like Danielle, but in a different way, a lot of tightness. And what I want to see you do is to be able to kind of, it's in your cheeks and it's in your mouth and you're holding words and it's making it a little bit uncomfortable, I think, for you to speak. And I want you to find a little bit more comfort in that. And I think by maybe working on your soft palate and maybe working on your tongue a bit, you might be able to relax some of the other things that are happening there. And there's tools within the articulation course that's going to help you with that. And again, you got through the whole thing. So yeah, that's something I think you can definitely benefit from. You're already kind of very like well spoken in English, clearly. But some people have sent me videos where they're far too good. I mean, absolutely too good. And there's nothing wrong with your articulation. I just think you would benefit from it in a different way. And so There you go. Well done. I'm going to go into your voice another day, though. I'd like to actually review that one. And I will everyone else that's coming up next as well over the coming weeks. Anyway, next we have Owl Abbey. Here we go.
Give me the gift of a grip top sock. A clip-draped, ship-shaped, tip-top sock. Not just spiff, slick, slapstick, slip-shot stock, but a plastic, elastic, grip-top sock. None of your fantastic slack, stop, slop. From a slap-dash, flash-cash, haberdash shop. Not a knick-knack, knit-knock, knock-kneed, knick-knocker-buck sock. With a mix-shot, blop-bottle, trick-ticker, took-clock. Not a rocket-up, pocket-up, plop-top sock. Nor a rubber, nor a super sheer, sheer-sucker, puka-sucker, smock sock. Not a spot-speckled, frog-freckled, cheek-shake sock. Off a hodgepodge, moss blotch, botched, scotch block. Nothing slip, slop, drip, drop, flip, flop, or glip, glop. Tip me a tip top, grip top sock.
Right. Owl Abbey, here's the thing. Your articulation is actually pretty good. I mean, you're a little bit tight, you're sending things forward, it sounds fine. But I'm not actually going to give you the course. You're a winner, but you're not going to win the advanced articulation course. I'm actually going to give you the 8-week public, improve your voice course, because I think you've got a bigger voice than what you're using. I truly believe that you would be able to lose some, create more space in your instrument, in your body, in your throat, in your mouth, in your chest, and find some relaxation, because I see a bit of tightness that's more in your shoulders and back, not necessarily in here, but it all affects that. And I think your articulation is there. And at the end of the, you know, the 8-week course is articulation. So I'm actually going to put you on that. It's a complete change. I didn't know I was going to do this, but I am, because I can see that's how it's helped you and you took the time to make this video. And I think you're someone that can be useful. Again, I'd like to review your voice too, further down the line. So well done, mate. I'm giving you the 8-week course. Everyone, terribly jealous now. But, you know, it's just the way it is. That was my decision. And I think that will help you. And I'd like to see your journey, and I'd like you to track it and maybe send me like updates and keep a journal for yourself as well on that. But we'll speak again. I'll, you know, send you my email address and we can talk about that. So, right, we've got to move on. Well done, Owl Abbey. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing your name right or not, but anyway, next on to Pranshu.
Give me the gift of a grip top sock, a clip drape, ship shape, tip top sock, not your spiff, slick, slapstick, slip shot, stock, but a plastic.
Right, I got to stop you there. You're going way too fast. You can do it, but you need to slow down and sort of like, if you want to articulate.
Plastic grip top sock, none of your fantastic slack swap slow from a slap dash.
It's very good that you're able to go fast and you're reading it off the pages. That's very, you know, it's clever, but you're missing things by doing that.
Flash cash, haberdash shop, not a knick-knack, knit-lock, knock-knee, knickerbocker sock with a mix-shot, blob-mottled, trick-ticker, took-lock, not a rugged-up, puckered-up, flop-top sock, not a super sheer seersucker, a pucker sack, smock sock, not a spot speckled frog freckled cheap shake sock of a hodgepodge, moss blotched, bot scotch block, nothing slip slop, drip drop, flip flop, or glib glob, tip me to a tip top, grip top sock.
Tip me to a grip top, tip flop stop. There's this whole tone the way through this, Pranshu, and it's just on one level all the way through, and he goes like this, and you keep him talking, and even though you're talking very fast, it's kind of articulate, but you're staying on the one line. And I think that by having the articulation course, you're going to be able to find some dynamics, and that's why you're a winner, because you got through it, and you're clearly able, and you want to be able to speak a bit better, and so this will help you. First thing, though, as you do it, take your time. Slow down. Give me the gift of a grip top sock. There's nothing wrong with that, taking your time. Because I think actually if you did, you'd hear better results straight away. But I can hear you got an accent. I'm not quite sure where you're from, but it's I think it's going to help you with the dynamics. And that's something I think would be good for you to work on, a bit of variety in your voice. Slow down, do the course, let's see how it goes. I'm going to review your voice another day as well. Next winner, Priyank.
Give me the gift of a grip top sock, a clip drape ship shape tip top sock, not your spiff slick slapstick slip short stock, but a plastic elastic grip top sock, none of your fantastic slap swap slop, from a slap dash flash cash haberdash shop, not a knick knack knit lock knock knit knickerbocker sock, with a mix short blob mottled trick ticker took clock, not a rugged up puckered up flop top sock, not a super sheer sucker pucker sack smock sock, not a spot speckled frog frog freckled cheap chic sock of a hodgepodge moss blotch botched scotch block. Nothing slip slop drip drop flip flop a glip glop. Tip me to a tip top grip top sock.
Right, so Priyank, I think that's how your name is pronounced. I could be completely wrong. Anyway, so I'm going to say Priyank, and you can correct me afterwards. Look, I'm going to give you the course. You're a winner. You got through it. Well done. You're reading off the pages. That's not a problem. There are certain sounds that you're making, which, even with your accent, could be improved. I think you're going to be able to benefit from the course. It's going to open up some spaces and allow you to learn to use your tongue a bit more and in a different way. So again, it's partly dynamics, but also it's just, I think it's going to be useful for you. And I'd like to maybe do a review on you one day. Maybe if you can maybe re-record this after you've done the articulation week and see how that goes, and we can like compare the two. So we'll speak about that in an email. But well done, mate. You're one of the winners. Moving on to Sharmila. Now, Sharmila is a slightly different winner today, because she's not necessarily the best, but I didn't want to give everything to people who are got issue or like under-articulating. There's got to be some people who did well at it. And Sharmila, I thought, done very well. However, I do recognise that English not being her first language, she could benefit from the course. And this is why you're a winner, Sharmila. Well done. Congratulations. Let's listen to Sharmila's effort.
Give me the gift of a grip-top sock. A clip-drape, ship-shaped, tip-top sock. Not your spiff, slick, slapstick, slip, short stock, but a plastic, elastic grip-top sock. None of your fantastic slap-swap flop.
I'm going to say this, though, however, Sharmila, before I carry on, is that slowing down would also help you. Taking your time to get the words, because actually a few people have done this, you may or may not have noticed that you're getting the words wrong. Now, with these kind of tongue twisters, it's really important that you get them right and don't just say what's easier for you to say or by accident. So reading them is quite important, because then you're getting them correct. And once you get them correct, by slowing down, you slow down, get them correct, and then you can build up speed and then you can get better at it. So that's something just for you to think about. I'll carry on.
A knick-knack, knick-knot, knock-knee, knicker-blocker sock. With a mix-shot block model, trick-ticker, tuk-clock. Not a ruck-a-da, puck-a-da, flop-top sock. Not a super sheer, sheer, sucker-a-pucker, sack-smock sock.
So although Sharmila's got an like, incredibly strong like accent, she's still really articulating very clearly. And of course, I'd say for the camera and microphone that you don't need to over-articulate, but this is a competition and it was, you know, to do with articulation. So it's good, but you're really hitting the ends of words, and that's a good thing to do. You just need to slow down a bit.
Not a spot-speckled, frog-freckled, sheep-cheek sock of a hodgepodge, moss-blotched, botched scotch block. Nothing slip, slop, drip, drop, flip-flop or glip-glop. Tip me to a tip-top, grip-top sock.
Right, let's go into the next one straight away. This is going to be Till.
Give me the gift of a grip-top sock. A clip-trap, ship-shaped, tip-top sock. Not your spiff, slick, slapstick, slip, shirt, stock, but a plastic, elastic, grip-top sock. None of your fantastic, slack, swoop, slop, from a slap-dash, flash-cash, harder-bash shop. Not a knick-knack, knit-lock, nook, neat, knickerbocker sock. With a mix shot, blob, model, twicker, ticker, took clock. Not a rucked up, puckered up, flop top sock, nor a super sheer, sheer sucker, a pucker, sack, smock, shock. Not a spot, speckled, frog, freckled, cheap, shake, sock, of a hodgepodge, mosh, moss, blotched, botched, scotch block. Nothing slip, slop, twip, trop, flip, flop, or clip, clop. Tip me to a tip top, crip top sock.
Okay, Till, thank you very much. You are a competition winner and you're going to get the advanced articulation course, because I think there's a few sounds you're making which could be clearer, and there's a few sounds that you're making that are going to get you to use your mouth a different way, your lips in a different way. And so, again, by having the dynamics and the tools to work with those, you might understand a little bit more about what you are capable of and how different you're able to make certain sounds. And since, I guess, you're watching this channel and since that you went for this competition, you're someone who has thought about that. And so if you know what it is you're trying to achieve, that's going to help you even more. So you can take the tools from the course and then work on the parts that you you want to change for yourself. I can hear them, and actually, again, I'd like to do a review on you in the future, which I will. So thank you very much. You're a winner, and we're going to move on to the next person, who is always...
Give me the gift for a grip top sock, a clip drape ship shape tip top sock, not your spiff slick slap stick slip short stock, but a plastic elastic grip top sock. None of your fantastic slack swap slop from a slap dash flash cash haberdash shop, not a knick knack knit lock not neat knickerbocker sock with a mix shot blop blop mottle tick trick ticker took clock, not a rucked up puckered up flop top sock, not a super sheer seer sucker a pucker sack smock sock, not a spot speckled frock freckled cheap chic sock of a horse posh moss blosh posh scotch block, nothing slip slop drip drop flip flop or a glip drop tip into a tip top grip top sock.
Right, always. I believe you're from Pakistan, you told me. There's a lot of English sounds in your voice, I noticed. And there's a lot of kind of London English in there. I'm not sure if you spent any time in London, but there's a few like consonants that you're dropping off the end of words. Maybe because you're going quickly, or maybe not. But I mean, it was a very good effort. But again, I think the articulation course is going to give you some of those kind of stop and start sounds and maybe give you some direct beginnings and endings. So then, therefore, you can sort of make that a little bit more coherent. It was clear to me. I understand it. Obviously, I've heard it a lot now, and many people have done it. But I think you'll definitely get something from the articulation course. And again, actually, you're one person I'd like to hear the beginning, like to hear what you do afterwards. You could slow down a bit just to make it clearer for the listener. Otherwise, well done, mate. And I'll speak to you soon. Enjoy. Right, there's one more. This is the this is another kind of slightly different competition winner. So this is Abhishek, and. Now, Abhishek, I'm not going to talk about him first. Let's just listen to his entry. This is the last one for today.
Give me the gift of a grip top sock, a clip drape, sheep shape, tip top sock, not a specific plastic slick short sock, but a plastic elastic grip top sock. None of your fantastic slack soft sock from a slap dash flash cash shaper dash shop. Not a knick knack knit lock, knock knee knickerbocker sock with a mix shot blow motor trick ticker to clock. Not a rug the puckered up flop top sock, not a super GAC sack a pucker sack smock sock. Not a spot speckle frog freckle cheap check sock of a hotspot, moss blushed, burst scotch block. Nothing slip slop, drip drop, flip flop, or glip flop, dip into a tip top grip top sock.
Oh my goodness, how good was that? Okay, right, you're my favourite out of the lot. A, because you bothered to spend some time on it. You spent some time learning it and practising it first. And actually, obviously, you might have been reading it a bit, but it didn't look like that. It looked like you were really kind of fluid with it. And even though you were going fast, I still got the words. Even though they could have been a bit better articulated, maybe. I mean, you got a bit of an accent. But it was a very good job. I really enjoyed that. And it was fun, you know, because it had energy and it was still pronounced. So I'm not necessarily sure if the articulation course is what you really need, because clearly, you know, you're way ahead, you're ahead there. But I saw something in that, and not only just your effort, but also the fact that, well, look, here's the thing. I don't think the articulation course is necessarily what you need. Maybe, maybe not. But I'm going to give you a different course. And this is my newest course, the Public Speaking Mastery. Because you've clearly kind of got the energy and the enthusiasm to actually do a little bit more of your voice. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to set you up on that. This is a 21-day course. It's four elements to hit every day. And there's study sheets, there's audios, there's exercise videos. And there's also daily kind of challenges and tests and plans to make. So it's quite a full course. It's the most in-depth course I've got, actually. But you're having that, because I liked your effort and I really appreciated that. So everyone that, or every winner here today, you know, if you want to go and see their videos, go to the original video, which is, you know, linked to this, and check them out. Check out the channels. Say hi. Say thanks. For those people who didn't win, I'm really sorry. Like as I said, a lot of you were just very good or just wouldn't have benefited from necessarily the articulation course. And I made slight decisions on people getting other courses because I think they'll benefit and it'll be a really good experience to follow their journey here on the channel. So, you know, apologies if you didn't. And if you didn't send a video and link it to the YouTube, that's another reason why you didn't get through. And if you didn't introduce yourself, if you didn't do the full thing, there's other reasons, okay? So for those winners out there, email me at darren@vocabilities.com and we can get in touch and talk about getting you started on those courses, and hopefully we can track your journey along the way and share it with everyone else in the community. I am going to be doing more competitions because that was fun, but I might not give away 10 courses in future. That's quite a lot, and you know, I've got to make some money at the end of the day somewhere. I can't just be giving everything away. However, it was interesting to watch, and I'm so grateful that you guys are there, you know, sharing the journey with me and actually getting involved, and people all around the world are with us, you know, we're all together. This is fantastic. We can really help each other out here, and we can all grow, and as I am too. So thank you very much, everyone, for taking part, and I'm very sorry for those that didn't get anything. Well done to everyone who did. Show some love. Let's hear about you in the comments. Subscribe if you're not already subscribed. Actually, if you're not already subscribed, I doubt you've made it to the end of the video. If you have, comment and share the video, and maybe we'll see you next time. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka vocabilities.com. And until the next time, look after your voice.